This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number is 395-1450. Our guests today are from our local museum, and if you have any questions along the way, you may call us on that number, 395-1450. Wendy Workham and Jerry Berg is our guest this morning. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about things going on at the museum and what is going on at the museum.
Oh, my goodness, we've had a lot of things going on. Just in kind of the middle of July, after we were here last, the museum launched a new website and we've got a new logo. So if people go to www.hollandmuseum.org, they'll be able to see, to have a chance to look at the new website and see everything that's up there. There's a lot of new kind of pictures of our collections area, the storage area. If people missed out on the tours in July, you can see what it looks like down there. And there's just a lot of good information on there about what's coming up.
We'll probably have another tour of that area, won't we, sometime?
Oh, probably. Yeah, we'll probably do those periodically because it's really neat to get to go down and see that. I mean, that's just not something that most museums have open ever,
right.
And we're very fortunate that we're able to do that. So probably sometime in the future we'll do that. And we also have our collections viewing area as well. So even if people don't go all the way back into collections, they can still go down there and see quite a bit from the viewing area.
All right. And how long is the next exhibit going to be open?
We've got a couple exhibits going on. Our That's Random exhibit, which kind of features kind of unusual highlights from our collection, that is going to close on August 17th. So if you haven't been in to see that exhibit yet, you'll want to go in and see it before it goes down on the 17th. So that was the one that our high school students worked on all through their last academic school year and put together, and they just did an absolutely amazing job on it.
All right, good. And we have the museum still going on about the Nazi occupation of Holland.
We do, yeah. That exhibit is going to go through October 4, and it's been really popular. People have really enjoyed that. It's got kind of an added component on our mobile website as well, which people have really been enjoying. We've got two iPads in there in case you might not have a smartphone or a tablet that can do that, but people have been enjoying that. You know, whenever you put an exhibit together, you always run into the problem where you might not have enough space for everything.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of really interesting Allied propaganda posters that didn't really fit in the exhibit, and so we were able to put those up on the mobile website. So that was a really great thing to be able to do that,
mm-hmm.
so people could see those.
All right. And probably a lot of things that people have never seen before.
Right, yeah. Some of those posters have been out on display, but a lot of them haven't, and we have a lot of them. We had one of our interns go through that kind of collection and select a few of the better ones, and then we had to trim the list. I think he came up with like 40 of them, and then we had to trim the list down even more. So that was kind of fun. We kind of took out the duplicate ones and picked the really interesting or unusual ones.
Mm-hmm. And then coming, we have the... Wizard of Oz. That's the 75th anniversary of the Wizard of Oz, I think. Is that right?
I think so. The book was originally published in 1900, and Baum wrote it while he was here in Holland,
at least. I'm talking about the movie.
Oh, you're talking about the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the 75th for the movie. Yes. The exhibit actually deals more with the books. So there are a couple of little differences. I learned that in the book, the slippers are not ruby red. They're white.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been kind of fun to look through and look at kind of the similarities and the differences. I think you get that anytime you turn a book into a movie.
I'm looking for the Yellow Brick Road.
Yes. Yellow Brick Road was there for sure. But that's really fun. And along with that opening kind of in mid-October, we're going to have another little exhibit in our Focus Gallery, which is in the museum, and it's a smaller one, and it's going to be called Inspiring Oz, and it's about what Macatawa Park looked like when Baum was there writing the books.
Right.
So I think people will really enjoy getting to see kind of the exhibit about the final product as well as the exhibit about what inspired him.
All right.
We've had a great volunteer who went through the collection that we have of photographs of MacDowell Park and was picking out some really, 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 really good ones that we think people are going to enjoy.
All right, we're talking about our local museum this morning, and if you have a question, you may call us 395-1450. Wendy Van Workum and Jerry Berg are with us, and any question that you have, maybe they can answer for us or for you, okay? 395-1450 is that number. All right, we talked about some of the exhibits, and what's the next one we have? The Wizard of Oz is going to be an exhibit, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's going to be an exhibit, and we'll have an opening for the community on September 27th, and that's going to be from 10 until 2 o'clock. So I'm sure you guys will hear more about it. From 10 until 2, it's a Saturday on September 27th, that exhibit will be open to the public, and we'll have lots of activities and fun stuff going on with that. And the important thing for people to remember with that exhibit is it's actually going to be in the armory, which is different. We haven't used the armory as a display space, so this is going to be kind of our first really big time to do that. And that's on 9th Street. It's 16 West 9th Street.
Okay. And if you haven't seen the movie 23 times with your children...
Well, and the exhibit will be fun because it's from the Children's Museum in Florida, the Great Explorations Children's Museum in St. Petersburg, Florida. So it's all these larger-than-life, kind of almost like a pop-up book, hands-on displays where kids can manipulate things and do things. So we think it's really going to be a fun one for the younger set and the younger set, people who are young at heart.
Most people like it, regardless of age.
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. I enjoyed reading that book. And it's actually, The Wizard of Oz is the first of 14 books. So there were a lot of books within that realm of Oz that Baum worked on.
And, of course, he was a local type author, so, and used some of the local points of interest that...
Yeah, and one of my favorite books of his, I read it last summer, was Temecula Folks, which is kind of a satire of what life was like here.
Yeah.
During that cottage era. And they have it at the Herrick District Library, but it's a really fun read. There's a couple editions that pair some actual photographs of Holland with that Temecula Folks book. And that's it's Macatawa backwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, very, very fun connections with Baum here in Holland.
Very good. All right. 395-1450. Shall we do the question right now?
So oh, sure.
If what we do every month for our museum is to give away 4 free passes that can be used any time if you answer a question properly. And I don't know what the question is, but let's find out.
So it's a good one for summertime, even though it's a little bit cloudy and cooler out today. So summertime usually means ice cream. What was the name of the ice cream plant located at 6th and Columbia in Holland?
6th and Columbia. Okay. What was the name of the ice cream plant? And I remember when most of the ice cream sold in this area was made by that plant.
Yeah. So I was talking with our archivist yesterday, and she said that the kids used to play football near there and then try to go over and bum some ice cream off the loading dock.
That's very possible, and I think we have an answer here. Good morning. You have an answer for us?
Swift.
You are correct.
Swift.
First try,
right.
And you got
very
it.
Good.
Excellent.
All right. Can we have your name, please?
Dale.
Dale, and what's the last name, Dale?
Laaksonen, Laaksonen.
Okay. All right, then. We got the name?
Pardon?
Yep. We got it.
We got the name, and you can come and get those passes and use them anytime you want to, Dale.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was quick, wasn't it?
That was really quick. Say, we've had some real stumpers on there, so I'm glad somebody got this one.
Yes. And they made the Arctic ice cream, I think.
Okay. Say, and we also heard that they had the Ready Whip plant at the same location.
I got another call here.
Okay.
Oh, I guess they gave up. All right. Because we got an answer. Okay. Yes, there was a lot of ice cream passed through there and through Holland, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they made the Dixie cups, too, for little paper cups with a spoon.
Oh, yeah, sure, with, like, the wooden spoon stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
All the picnics and so on, they'd mm-hmm. pass out Dixie cups, and good time was had by all.
Yeah, that's right. I think if ice cream is involved, people are going to have fun.
Yeah, right. All right, 395-1450 here. Let's talk some more about our... I don't want to forget about you, Jerry.
Oh, that's fine.
Let's talk a little bit about the Civil War, starting the Civil War over again.
hopefully it won't exceed to that level, but we do have some fantastic reenactors coming out to our Van Realty Farm Civil War muster this year. The muster itself, the Civil War reenactment, is going to be on September 20th and 21st. And it is going to be the largest event that we've had so far. We've got plenty of reenactors coming. We've got fantastic special impressionists. Those would be historians who portray a particular historical
right.
icon. We've got President Lincoln. We've got General Lee, General Grant, General Hood, General Sherman, and even a very little-known impressionist called Heroes von Bork, who is a Confederate cavalry general from Germany. So we're in addition to bringing the popular, well-known generals and political leaders,
right.
we're bringing some of the more obscure ones to bring a little dash of new knowledge into the mix.
Yeah. Okay. What are they going to reenact?
Well, they are going to portray a Civil War encampment from 1864 as part of the Civil War Susquecentennial 150th anniversary that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
The two battles that are going to be portrayed are very important. The popular one being the Battle of Atlanta, where the Confederates are defending the city of Atlanta from the assaulting Union forces,
yeah.
a major siege during the war. And the other one is very important to me, and I think to the people of Holland, too, and it's very interesting. This is the Battle of Utoy Creek. We've portrayed it before. And as part of the Siege of Atlanta, the Union forces wanted to capture a particular position, but the Confederates had defended it and entrenched themselves and built defenses, so it was going to be a major battle. So they sent a regiment, they sent a brigade that included the 25th Michigan, a local Holland civil, regiment recruited out of the Holland and West
mm-hmm.
Ottawa area. And part of this brigade was Benjamin Van Realty, one of the popular local Holland figures. And during this battle, they assaulted the Confederate entrenches. They unfortunately didn't succeed. It was almost a massacre. And the Union forces, when they came back, the 25th Michigan realized that they lost their colors, meaning their regimental flag, which is a big dishonor among the Union Army. They lost
yeah.
their colors. So Ben Van Realty that night crept out onto the battlefield, among all the devastation, and found the 25th Michigan flag and brought it back. And today he is being nominated for a Medal of Honor for that act.
Very good.
So we're glad to be portraying that, not only in the city that Van Realty is from, but on the very property that he owned and grew up on after he came back from the war.
Very good. Very good. And what time of day do you start on the
We start Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m.,
okay.
But the battles themselves, which are the very popular ones, start at 3 or 3:30. If you're planning on coming, don't come just for the battles, because there's way, way more than that. Like I said, the Special Impressionists, we've got a craft fair. We're bringing in new demonstrations, including sword fighting demonstration from the Civil War, too. So very interesting. More than just the battle, it's a whole experience.
Very good. All right. Everybody get out there, and especially historical for the kids, they can learn a lot about history there.
Oh, yeah. One of the things that we're very proud of is on Friday, we invite local school kids to come by and have a field trip, essentially, exclusively for them to come by and have a hands-on, one-on-one experience with how things were like during the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Yes. Is there a website or a place that we could look up this information on the Civil War reenactment?
Of course. As Wendy said before, we just got a new website. So if you wanted to go to hollandmuseum.org/muster, that's our new website, and that has all the information. We're also located on Facebook, too. If you search the Van Realty Farm Civil War Muster, we have a Facebook page. Feel free to join that and like that and follow us with all the updates that we have posted on there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. We've got all the information out that way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 395-1450. Let's talk a little bit about the archival collection.
Oh, sure. So kind of sticking in September, before the muster, our evening program, every month we have on the second Thursday an evening program, and generally they're geared for adults. And in September, it actually falls on the 11th. And so instead of our traditional program where we have speakers come in, we are going to have the museum's 9/11 archival collection out on display in our focus gallery. So if people want to come in between 6 and 8 p.m., they'll be able to see that collection. It's actually a really interesting and powerful collection that people don't necessarily expect to find. We have kind of the usual things you might expect, like newspapers from, you know, Holland and from New York and some of the bigger national newspapers. But one of the museum staff members had a family member who was there during 9/11, and so she actually attended memorial services and things like that, and so we have programs from those. And we actually also have a few pieces of stationery that were actually from the buildings, from the World Trade Center. So some pretty powerful stuff that will be out on display for people to kind of come in and look at their leisure. And again, that would be from 6 to 8 p.m. on September 11th.
That'll be pretty terrific, won't it?
Yeah, well, we forget that, you know, like, I remember where I was when it happened,
yeah.
But a lot of people that are younger just might not remember everything that was going on, and so people will get a chance to kind of just remember what happened and what went on. So,
I was driving to work.
Yeah.
And I heard about this plane hitting the building in New York, and I thought, well, here we go again. Back in World War II, a B-25 hit the Empire State Building.
Uh-huh.
And all the crew was killed, of course, and some people inside as well.
Right.
I thought, well, here we go again. Some guy hitting the big building in New York. But it was altogether different when I got here and saw on the TV the second plane hitting the building.
Yeah, so some pretty powerful stuff. Yeah, I was having breakfast before going to class at school watching the news, and they showed it, and all the news people were like, did that really just happen? Did we really just see that? So
Yeah. Pretty
amazing. It's definitely something that sticks in your memory.
And it does forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Then we have, I should mention that I had the author of the book about Virginia Park on one day, and that was quite something, too. And I think you have that book on sale at the museum, is that
we
right?
We do, yeah. She did a book about the Jennison Electric Park. It's really interesting. And it's great that it came out right before this Oz exhibit, because they're kind of talking about similar time periods. So it's a great book. It's on sale at the gift shop in the museum, so people can come on down and pick up a copy. And it's just a great history of that area over there.
Yeah, and a lot of pictures.
Yeah, lots and lots of pictures. I know she worked with Catherine Young, our archivist, quite a bit to get some pictures from the museum's collection and from other places. So
that was I think that figure eight was one of the first thrill rides that we had around here.
Yeah. There has been so many interesting things here in Holland. There really have. So that's just kind of one piece of them.
And to have someone tell it that, you know, like live part of it.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some pretty powerful stuff. We're having, this Thursday, we're having somebody else come in that's kind of retelling something that they lived. Peter Elzinga is a local Holland resident, and in 1955, when he was 20, he and his friend Jerk Ritzma took a 1919 Ford Model T from Holland, Michigan, all the way out to California and back.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's going to be in on Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and he's going to be talking about that adventure that those two went on. And the really great thing is they both had cameras, and so they took pictures, and they have scrapbook photos from this big trip that they took. The first part when they were going out to California was actually on Route 66. So kind of during the Route 66 heyday, we get some really cool images. And then on the way back, they went up north through Yellowstone and kind of went that way. And I think they went past Mount Rushmore and everything in their Ford Model T.
Wow.
Yeah, so people should definitely come in this Thursday the 14th at 7 p.m. for that. I think people will really, really enjoy that.
I knew Jerk Ritzma and his Model T.
Uh-huh.
He was well known for that.
Yeah, his sons came in and were talking with me and Peter, and this is all kind of going on in conjunction with the Vintage Car Club of Holland. So they knew Peter and his story, and he and Jerk's story, and so they put us into context. So we're very grateful to the Vintage Car Club of Holland for that.
Very good. All right, we're back to our discussion here about our local museum, and if you have questions, 395-1450 here, our Talk of the Town. We want to talk a little bit about the membership in the museum because we always look for new members.
That's right, yeah. Membership is one way that you can support the museum. People might not realize, but right now admission for people from the City of Holland, Holland Charter Township and Park Township, they actually don't have to pay admission. They can get in anytime they want for free. So that's really big. But we also ask that since people aren't paying admission, maybe they might consider getting a membership. That's another way to support the museum. If you're a student, you can actually get a membership for as little as $15. Family membership is only $35, and all that money goes to support the programs that we've been telling you about. The Civil War Muster, having that 9/11 archival collection out, date night, and even the Vintage Boat Show, which is the 24th of August. So all of those things are supported by membership. And members also get some special perks because when we have new exhibits open, like Oz or our Phil Harrington exhibit coming up in November, we sometimes will have special member previews where members can come in before anybody else and get a nice sneak peek.
Okay, got a call here. Yes, you're online with our guests.
Yes. When was the program and where was it going to be with Jerk Ritzma and Pete Elzinga?
Yeah, Peter is going to be talking with us on the 14th of August, so that's this Thursday, 7 p.m., and it's at the Holland Museum, so down on 31 West 10th Street.
Okay, on West 10th.
Yep, right on the corner of River and 10th.
Downstairs, up, or?
We'll be downstairs.
Good, thank you very much.
Sure,
thank you.
No problem.
Should be an interesting, everybody likes Route 66, it's crazy, you know, because I was out in Kingman, Arizona, and there's Route 66 Museum.
Mm-hmm. Say, yeah, there's something about the kind of big, epic road trip that really resonates with people.
Well, it was the first road, I think, that went all the way from coast to coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's a different speed of travel than, like, the highways now.
And all kinds of hotels, motels, and museums along the way.
Right. And some of the cars weren't quite as fast. I think Peter was saying that their Model T... There were two ladies who had bought a Dodge Thunderbird, I think, Detroit, and they were taking it home from Detroit to California, and they would kind of leapfrog each other. The girls would drive 5 miles, or no, 5 hours. They would drive 5 hours, and then the guys in their Model T would have to drive 9 hours to catch up with them. So
that's the way it was.
A little bit of a different pace of travel with the older cars.
But there was a lot of help along the way, too, if you had car trouble.
Yeah, there was. I don't want to give everything away, but there was one time the Model T did not have a top, and there was one time they were caught out in a storm and got shelter in a rather unusual spot.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
So we'll leave it at that, and if you're curious, you guys can come in and
come on
hear about it.
On Thursday night, and we'll tell you all about it. All right. And, hey... It's been nice having you here, and we appreciate you coming in and telling us about our local museum. If you like the museum, become a member because it's easy, and you'll be so happy that you did become a part of Holland. Very important. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.